Random House Audio presents Silent Enemy by Thomas W. Young, read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. The world went away, and every part of her hurt. But nothing made any noise. Silence rang pure as the thoughts of the dead. Sergeant Major Gold knew only that some power threw her in every direction at once, flung projectiles against her in the darkness. She was so close to the explosion, the sound never registered. A moment before, the lights had been on in her office. Now her office no longer existed. Nothing existed but blackness and force. No room even for fear, just shock and confusion. Then Gold's senses began to return. Dust, grit, smell of burning, an odor like nitric acid. The fragments of her consciousness reconnected. Her mind started to function again. For an instant, she thought with purely professional interest, so this is what it's like to die in a bombing. Pain behind her eyes, a keening in her ears. What was that sound? Screams. Gold moved her fingers, twitched her foot, bent a knee. Everything hurt, but it all worked. She couldn't imagine how that was possible. She eased up into a sitting position, checked for injuries. Maybe not bad. Nothing broken. She coughed, and that hurt worse. Cracked ribs, maybe. Probably a concussion. Lucky. But what about everybody else? Gold felt for her helmet and rifle. The helmet had disappeared, but her fingers found the M4. She wanted to fight, but she knew whoever did this was either long gone or dead with his victims.